Fall 2018 Courier, Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. When is it time to get a white cane? Determining when to get your first white cane is an important consideration in one's life. Here are some practical factors to assess when thinking about what cane is right for you. A white cane provides many benefits. Cane users can navigate both familiar and unfamiliar places without relying on a sighted guide to accompany them. They can safely explore their surroundings and make mental maps of walking routes, especially once they become familiar with the different sounds made when the cane hits various objects. For example, a brick walkway sounds different than a cement sidewalk. A white cane can be helpful indoors, especially in situations when lighting or floor textures makes it difficult to navigate a safe walking path. A cane can give you information about the height of stairs and help distinguish the differences between a shadow, a pet, a puddle, or a pothole as you walk. Quote, "Think about your recent travel experiences," says Jean Kelscher, Director of Education and Vision Services at the Council. "If people tell me they have missed a step and fallen, run into something, or had people seem to jump out at them because they can no longer use their peripheral vision to see them approach, those are some pretty clear signs to talk about a mobility cane." The Council recommends reaching out to an Orientation and Mobility O&M specialist for a needs assessment. This person can show you different cane techniques, work on confidence building, and give you practical navigating indoor and outdoor spaces. Quote, "I always provide a functional visual assessment," says Tim Bauman, an O&M specialist in southwestern Wisconsin. "If people cannot see farther than 100 feet, I advise them to get a cane to show others that they are losing their vision." If you are in the market for a white cane, an O&M specialist can help you figure out the correct length to get. This person can demonstrate how to use your cane and help you find a cane and cane tips to fit your lifestyle. Quote, "It's important to know how to switch out those tips, because you might use a different tip depending on how and where you travel," says Steve McAuliffe, O&M specialist at Vision Forward in Milwaukee. "If the majority of your travel is indoors, the pencil tip is great because it gives lots of feedback. It does have the tendency to get stuck in sidewalk cracks, though. A marshmallow tip is more
an in-between
cane tip because it can get stuck sometimes, but not as much as a pencil tip. The rollerball tip rolls over everything so it does not get stuck, but it provides the least amount of feedback. Which tip you use really depends on your preference." The Council provides a free white cane to people who are blind or visually impaired in Wisconsin every 24 months. If you would like to try a white cane, visit the Council's Sharper Vision Store at 754 Williamson Street in Madison. We are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. If you would like to order a cane or to find an O&M specialist, call the Council at 1-800-783-5213. The Council does not receive publicly funded money. All of the canes are provided through generous donations to the White Cane Program. Donations are appreciated to cover the cost in continuing the program for others. For the full White Cane policy, visit wcblind.org/what-we-do. Letter from the CEO and Executive Director, Denise Jess. "Autumn is my favorite season of the year. It is time of harvest from our gardens and farm fields. The weeks are filled with chillier mornings and the crunch of leaves under our feet and crispness in the air. Both the harvest and the transitioning weather of the season lend themselves to a time of reflection. Fresh on the heels of White Cane Safety Day, which is October 15th, my autumn reflections this year center upon the transition to using a white cane. Despite being born legally blind, I did not start using a white cane until I was in my 40s. I was not presented with the option of a cane as a child. Growing up in the 1960s and 70s, it was still rare to teach children with visual impairments to use a white cane. As a pedestrian commuter in my 20s and 30s, I told myself canes were for people who had no functional sight. Since I had some vision, I could save the canes for others. I am not alone in this thinking. According to the Perkins School for the Blind, between 2% and 8% of people in the United States with significant vision loss use a white cane. The vast majority of people with vision acuity of less than 20/70, or who have difficulty seeing more than 100 feet away, like me, attempt to use cues in our environment to navigate walking routes, rely on a friend or family member as a sighted guide, or use a service animal. One snowy late fall day, I felt unsure of my footing, nervous to step off the curb into nothingness or catch my heel and twist my ankle. I had been flirting with the idea of using a cane for months, but had not yet taken action. My travels that day took me right past the council, and I decided that it was time. I remember the mix of feelings as I walked into the council, holding a cane in my hand for the first time, making my way through the Sharper Vision store, and my feelings of excitement, fear, and curiosity. With practice and coaching, I became increasingly more confident, both in my navigation skills and in my belief that I had the right to use a cane. I was amazed at the reactions from people around me. I feared people would treat me differently, want to take care of me or avoid me. I experience a bit of that as a cane user, certainly. However, the majority of the time I experience genuine kindness from those I know and total strangers. My cane helps identify me as having a visual impairment. I also love the feeling of moving independently, gracefully, and confidently through the world. Whether you are experiencing fast-paced vision loss or have had a significant visual impairment for a lifetime and do not currently use a white cane, consider the gift of empowerment you can give yourself. I promise it will be freeing to learn how to use one, to reduce your risk of tripping or falling, to navigate sidewalks and streets safely, to explore unfamiliar indoor spaces, and to simply own your vision impairment. For each of us who experience significant vision loss, deciding if and when to transition to using a white cane is a personal decision. Reflect on whether it is time to consider becoming a cane user. As fall rolls into the holiday season and we gather with our loved ones, consider this question with those who love you most. Sincerely, Denise Jess, CEO, Executive Director. Low Vision Groups Foster Community. As your vision changes, you might feel like you are the only one having this experience. If you are looking for a supportive group of people who can relate to vision changes, consider joining one of the many low vision support groups throughout Wisconsin. Connect with peers, listen to speakers for services and agencies that can assist you, and exchange tips and techniques to adapt to changing vision. Find a group near you at wcblind.org/low-vision-support-groups. Get to know Council new and transitioning staff. The Council is honored to introduce two new staff members, Hannah Wente, Communications Director, and Amy Dean, Sharper Vision Store Manager. Both started in July. We also have an exciting update about Brent Prezentka as he transitions from the Sharper Vision Store Manager to Vision Rehabilitation Therapist Intern. He is currently completing a master's degree at Western Michigan University, and upon graduation, he will become the Council's full-time Vision Rehabilitation Specialist. They all sat down with Kathleen Cobart, Communications Coordinator. Kathleen Cobart, how did you first encounter and get to know the Council? Brent Prezentka. I have known about the council since I was 5 years old. Both my parents, who are visually impaired, have been on the board for over 30 years. Amy Dean. I was working as a waitress. Council program assistant Adam Gresnickel's mom knew about the position and suggested that I would be a great fit and should apply. From there, I learned more about the council. I wish I had learned about the council when my mom was experiencing changing vision. Hannah Wentke. When I worked for the Wisconsin chapter of the American Parkinson's Disease Association, I ran several monthly support groups. Jean Kelscher, the Council's Director of Education and Vision Services, came and regularly presented about changing vision. Years later, one of my friends saw a position open and suggested I apply. Kathryn, what are the highlights of your professional background? Brent, Working at the council for 15 years has given my professional career a real purpose. Every day is fulfilling. In a lot of ways, my work with the council has helped me realize my unique situation as a child with two parents with visual impairments. It has helped me appreciate my unique experiences, and I can share that with others and help them in their lives if they are struggling with losing their vision or living with a visual impairment. Amy, I get so much satisfaction working in customer service. I love interacting with people every day. I have worked as manager at a bookstore and at Quick Trip. Hannah, I have a background in nonprofit communications and enjoy working at places that improve people's health. My first job in Madison was with the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County, and I also worked in marketing for SSM Health and most recently for Reap Food Group. Catherine, what excites you about the new role at the council? Brent, I am excited to work with people in different areas, at their workplace or in their homes. I like that there are a variety of things I can teach different people. Amy, I am looking forward to learning and expanding my knowledge about everything the council offers, being able to help customers realize they can still do things they enjoy and that vision loss does not mean their life is over, is so empowering to me. I am excited to get the word out and let people know what a wonderful organization we are. Hannah, I am excited to take the mission, vision, and values of the council and share them with a wider audience. I want to explore how we can continue to share stories of people who are blind and visually impaired. I'm excited to work alongside people who care about their job. Catherine, what do you enjoy doing outside of work? Brent, I enjoy spending time with my family, playing in a baseball and basketball leagues in the community, and going camping. Amy, I spend most of my free time reading, hiking, and working on old houses and hanging out with my grandkids. Hannah, I love playing ultimate frisbee, practicing yoga, going paddleboarding, and gardening. Giving in memory, a way to show you care. Quote, my mother lost her sight 68 years ago when my brother was 6, my sister 4, and I was almost 2, says Cindy, a donor who gave a financial gift in memory of her mother. Both of my parents felt it was right to donate to help others with vision loss. My mother was a woman of tremendous faith and strength. I felt that it was right for me to continue her wishes and give to the council. Cindy chose to name the council as a recipient of her mother's memorial donations. In an obituary, it is common to include names of organizations where friends and family members can send memorial donations. It is a way for loved ones to show support for the decedent and the family while honoring a cause that was important to them. The council encourages you to talk with your family about which organizations you value. In doing so, please consider including the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. If you wish to make a memorial gift, visit wcblind.org or write a check to the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Include a note letting us know in whose memory you are making the donation. Mail gifts to 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. If it would be helpful, we can deliver donation envelopes to the funeral home. Contact Lori Rebekas, Fund Development Director, with any questions by calling 608-237-8114 or emailing lwerbekes@wcblind.org. 2018 Holiday Store Hours, Thursday, November 15th and 29th. And December 6th and 20th will be open 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturdays, November 24th and December 8th and 15th, we will be open 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Need to complete holiday shopping for a loved one or yourself? The Council's Sharper Vision Store will be open extended hours this winter so you can try products in person and find the perfect item. Shopping is also available online at wcblind.org/store. Stay connected. Stay up to date with events, legislation, news, and technology related to blindness or vision loss by subscribing to weekly council emails. Courier newsletters are available in large print, Braille, and CD. To request an alternative version and format, email Justin at jlemke@wcblind.org or call 608-237-8119. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired Mission Statement. To promote the dignity and empowerment of the people in Wisconsin who are blind and visually impaired by providing services, advocating legislation, and educating the general public. Our core values are inclusivity, uncompromising respect, and integrity. Address: 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. 608-255-1166, or you can call toll-free at 1-800-783-5213. Or you can always reach us online at wcblind.org. We can also be reached via Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
2018 Holiday Insert. The Council's Sharper Vision Store is a one-stop shop for assistive technology and adaptive products. From bump dot markers to CCTVs, find the products that will help you live life to the fullest. Try products in person, during business hours, or view hundreds of products online at wcblind.org/store. Dayglow Orange Bump Dot Markers, $5.50. Easy to see and feel, self-adhesive raised dots to use on light switches, appliances, and other items. Pack contains 28 dots. In addition to orange, self-adhesive raised dots are also available in black, white, and clear. The item number is HL106. Hoyle Super Jumbo Playing Cards, $3.50. Standard-sized cards, 2.25 inches by 3.5 inches. Numbers and faces are 1 inch tall. The item number is RL404. Oven Mitt, $4.50. The 17-inch oven mitt covers the hand and forearm. The mitt is flame retardant and withstands temperatures of up to 400 degrees. Item number, HK170. Liquid Level Indicator, $12. The easy fill hangs on the edge of any container and buzzes when the liquid is 1 inch from the top. Uses 3 A76 batteries, included. The item number is HK500. Keychain Talking Clock, Spanish, silver, $12.50. Keychain Talking Clock, English, black, $12.50. Press the large button on the front to hear the time, alarm, and or hourly announcement. Size is 1.5 inches by 2 3/8 inches. Uses 2 A76 batteries, which are included. The item numbers are TT211S or TT211. Large print crosswords, $15. Large print Sudoku, $15. Each of the 125 crossword puzzles is presented over 2 8-inch by 10-inch pages in sharp contrast and large type. Spiral bound. Volumes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Sudoku book contains 225 puzzles. Item number BL440 or item number BL442. Handheld magnifiers. The Sharper Vision Store carries a variety of handheld and stand magnifiers as well as portable and desktop electronic video magnifiers. As magnification power increases, the size of the viewing window decreases. A low vision evaluation helps determine magnification strength, style, positioning, and use. The illuminated magnifiers below are held about 3 inches to 4 inches from the page. Each comes with a cloth carrying bag and has a bright LED light. Uses standard AAA or AA batteries, which are included. 3X or 8D Mattingly Stand Magnifier, $75. Sits on page and is moved over text. Magnifies the width of newspaper column. Item number is MLO201. 3.5X or 10D Eschenbach Magno Magnifier, $45. Easy to carry in purse. The item number is MLP834. 3X or 9D Coil AT Max, $65. Automatically turns on when picked up and off when set down. Item number MLP800. Explore 5 Electronic Magnifier, $595. The Explore 5 has a 5-inch LCD screen, high-definition autofocus camera, 2x to 22x magnification, and 18 color modes. It can be used on a tabletop with its stand, or the stand folds out into a handle. Runs for 3.5 hours of continuous use from a single battery charge, and comes with a 2-year warranty. Item number PCCTV11. Check and deposit register, $8.50. Many writing aids are available, including bold line paper and large print address book. Writing templates include guides for signatures, checks, envelopes, and letters. Shown is the check and deposit register to make balancing a checkbook easier. It is 8.5 by 11 inches with space for 12 entries on each of the 50 pages. Item number WG505. 2019 Weekly Planner Calendar, $22. The Weekly Planner Calendar is an 8.5 by 11 inches spiral book. Each week spans 2 pages. The Monday through Friday openings measure 3.25 inches by 8 inches. Monthly views are included. The Sharper Vision Store also carries 2 large print wall calendars and a large print desk calendar. Item number CB620. Deli Pro Knife and Fork, $20. The Deli Pro Knife is an adjustable knife that cuts uniform slices with a guide that can be set between 1/4 inches and 1 inch. Slice meats, bread, vegetables, and cheese. Includes a fork and wood storage block. Item number HK110. Women's Leather Organizer Wallet, $30. The Money Organizer Wallet has 4 separate bill compartments for $1, $5, $10, and $20, and 3 coin purses. It has slots for credit cards and a zippered compartment for other information. Comes in black or red. Item number HP115. Portable Lap Desktop, $30. Use this to adjust the angle of text when reading with magnifier. The portable lap desk is lightweight and the foam beads can form to lap or angle on a table. Upper surface is non-glare with ledge to hold paper. Flat surface is 15.5 inches by 13.25 inches and adjusts up to 20 degree angle. Variety of fabric colors. The item number is BK150. Color Change Lamp, $75. This LED lamp can change from warm to cool to daylight. Lamp can be dimmed to 5 settings. The flexible shade allows for accurate positioning of light. Foldable, opens to 14.5 inches by 12 inches by 5.75 inches. USB cable and power adapter included. Item number LA142. Superior talking scale, $70. The talking scale can weigh up to 440 pounds or 220 kilograms. A clear female voice reads the weight, and a digital display shows weight in 1-inch numbers. Platform is 14.5 by 11 inches. Surface is ridged and textured. Uses 4 AA batteries, which are included. Item number, HM400. Watches and clocks. The Sharper Vision store carries watches in the following formats. Talking, some are atomic, large print, and braille. 7 talking clocks, some are atomic, and a talking travel clock are available. High contrast talking atomic watch, $60. On the left is an atomic watch with black background and white numbers on a black expansion band. Male voice, daily alarm and hourly chime. Face is 1.25 inches wide, and case is 1.5 inches wide. Item number, TT510. Men's gold talking watch, $43.50. The gold talking watch on the right is high contrast with a white background and black numbers on a gold tone expansion band. Male or female voice, daily alarm and hourly chime. Women's watch is 15/16 inches face and 1.25 inches case. Men's watch is 1.25 inch face and 1.5 inch case. Item number TT415. Round black wall clock, $25. 15-inch diameter with clear, easy to read, 2-inch high white numbers. Perfect for high contrast viewing. Uses 1 AA battery, which is included. Item number TL109B. Yoga mat and DVDs, $74.95. Want a way to get mentally and physically active? Anyone can use the yoga mat for the visually impaired. It features raised and depressed stations strategically placed to help yoga students feel where hands, feet, and head should be placed. Mat is 1/4 inch thick, 68 inches long, and 24 inches wide. 2 instructional DVDs and a carrying strap included. Item number RY100. Bell basketball, $14.95. Standard size basketball with small bells inside make it easy to identify and locate. Perfect for children and adults who enjoy playing. Comes fully inflated. Item number RK175. The knotter, $6. The knotter is a fishing knot tying tool that provides the fastest and easiest way for anyone to tie a perfect fishing knot in seconds. Works on jigs, hooks, swivels, leaders, fly rods, and crankbaits. Excellent for low vision, arthritis, or shaky hands. Item number RF100.